Okay, so two fuel tankers are crippled in the Gulf of Oman. So what happens to the ships now? Well, they're not simply going to be set adrift. There's a Dutch company called Boskalis that's been tasked with salvaging the tankers. Martin Schutever is with Boskalis. He says the crew is already on the scene, getting to work.
They are indeed. Yesterday morning, local time, Middle Eastern time, the two vessels were attacked. The casualties inflicted the damage. We immediately then prepare for the eventuality that we are involved by mobilizing our own equipment, our own people. So we fly people out, get ready to get out to the Middle East. We look at which vessels are in the vicinity, and if they're not our own vessels, we contract them. And at the same time, in parallel, we have the discussion with the insurance companies to make sure that we also get the contract for the job.
What are some of the challenges of doing this type of operation, especially in a place like the Gulf of Oman, which is a scene of pretty intense geopolitical tension?
Yeah, it's generally what makes the challenge for us is that you are being expected to do a job which is being done under extreme circumstances. It's not something which you're able to plan months in advance. Something has happened unexpectedly. You have to mobilize people at very short-term notice with the resources you have at hand. The geopolitical element here, I think, is for our crew, is less of a day-to-day consideration, because at the end of the day, there is support we have. There are Navy vessels. The U.S. Navy is out there. So the support from the international navies around the world and the task forces obviously helps us greatly.
But what about evidence of the crime? I mean, do you have to make sure that evidence is not lost, or are there other investigators on board dealing with that aspect of it?
Currently, there are no other investigators on board. It is truly an area which is dangerous and where the salvors have to do their work on their own. Where possible, they will preserve, obviously, something which could be used in further investigations. But initially, the focus of our team will be to preserve and to save the vessel itself.
Martin, how does this operation compare to previous cleanups of injured tankers?
What makes this one somewhat different is that, first of all, I think the cause of the damage, generally you see a vessel gets into difficulties because either of weather or human error or an explosion, just simply which happens on a vessel, a fire on a vessel. The fact that the source is an external makes this different. It doesn't make the job itself that much different, but the cause is different. And then, of course, the fact that there's two at the same time makes it quite unique.
Have you ever been part of a salvage operation?
My closest involvement was when we were involved with the Costa Concordia, the cruise line vessel, which obviously ran into difficulties off the Italian coast. And our job was there to remove the fuel from the vessel after it had capsized. And there, of course, there was a lot of human loss as well. And then you see the focus initially is on the human element, search and rescue, and then it's about containing the environmental aspects and preventing an environmental catastrophe from happening.
I guess I want a reality check here. How busy is your company? Are there injured tankers all over the world?
There are generally a couple of newsworthy casualties every year. There are many, many smaller casualties which never hit the news, where a vessel runs aground on a reef, on a shallow sandbank. But I'd say a handful a year hits the news and it keeps us busy.
Martin Schutever is communications director with the Dutch company Boskalis. It's been tasked with salvaging the two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Thanks a lot, Martin.
Thanks. Have a good day.